Things to light. But let's start again. I'm going to continue to lay foundation because I understand that there's a frequency. And I listened to a prophetic word Dr. Jonathan David spoke here in June of 2002, right here. It was not in this sanctuary, it was in when we were in the sanctuary over here. But he said to me, and he spoke over my wife, and it's about 8 minute prophetic word. 8 minutes. So he said a lot. But I listened to it and I watch as many of the things that he speaks have come into manifestation. But one of the things that he said over me is do not allow the prophetic word to be imprisoned in your mouth. In other words, don't be intimidated or allow it to be imprisoned. You know, when a word is imprisoned, you're intimidated or you're afraid to speak it. And you know, over those years, I've come to find out why. to some degree, because prophetically, when you speak, it causes such a warfare in the spirit, in the spirit realm. When you move prophetically, now if you're just moving like a little turtle, and just you know, just want to be sure and certain of everything. Now don't misconstrue what I'm saying, because we need wisdom. But it's when you release prophetic words that you come against the powers of darkness. Amen. That's how you build. I really want this to get into your spirit. That's how you build in the spirit. Amen. God himself in the beginning, he spoke. Amen. Before there was light, he spoke. Light be. And then came light. Now, with Abraham in Romans chapter 4, we see where God causes him to begin to operate like he operates. Where it says, God calls those things that be not as though they were. If you understand this concept at all, you understand that initially, there's a warfare that breaks out when you start to move prophetically or think prophetically. There's a lot of things that want to imprison because the enemy knows that's how we move forward. That's how we extend the gates of the kingdom prophetically. Amen. Everything about Jesus was prophesied. Genesis chapter 3, the seed of the woman shall bruise. God spoke it first. So the devil looked at every chosen one that was born from Moses on all the way down. He was looking to destroy them, thinking that may be the promised one. Okay, so I want you to really understand that. Don't think it's strange or you know, anything like that when you face things, because I was reminded too of the dream that I had where the angel Lord told me you'll have to fight in this one. And I know what he means by fight, and that is fight the good fight of faith. You know, not fight with the fists or fight people, but fight the good fight of faith. Because there's so much that will come to try to jam or intimidate the frequency. Now, you have to establish that image in your mind. I don't encourage doing foolish things. I'm talking in the spirit. Things must be established in your spirit first if they're going to have a lasting impact. In other words, as a man thinketh, the thought patterns that you've established, the hope, the faith, as a man thinketh, so is he. You can talk about it all you want. You can want it all you want. You can hope for it all you want, but until you are established in it in your spirit. Okay? So having said that, I want to go back into the foundation. And tonight I want to talk to you, I mentioned this Sunday, about what I've entitled, Come and Dine. Come and Dine. You know, in a lot of cultures, they have what you call the rite of passage. In the Maasai culture, if I have it correct, in order to become a man, a group of young boys are sent out with spears, and I'll call it makeshift weapons, but they have to kill a lion. And that's their rite of passage. You know, with God, if you're going to go to new levels or enter into new dimensions, you know, I'm going to say it this way, you're not entitled. You know, sometimes we think we're entitled. It's just ours. But no, it's like school when you pass to another grade. If done legally and correctly, you have to pass some tests. In other words, you have to qualify through that teacher that they will know you are ready for that next level. And sometimes when children aren't ready, they'll hold them back in order to prepare them so that when they get to the next level, they'll be ready to take on what's there. All right? So it is in the spirit realm. God will allow you to be tested, not tempted, but tested in order to, I'll say, graduate you or send you through the rite of passage. Amen. So, prophetically, it's important that we understand this and grasp this frequency to move you from where you are to where God wants you to be in the spirit. It has to happen in the spirit first before it will manifest in the natural realm. All right? So, having said that, let me start with Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse number 5. That's where I want to start. Habakkuk 1, 5. Tell somebody before we read this, look at somebody and tell them, God's doing something.
God is doing something.
And he wants you aware of it. Now, when the Lord showed me this, I had to agree with him. And even if you think you got a handle on everything, what God's doing is way beyond what you're thinking. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. I love what the Amplified says there. It says, though someone were to describe it to you in detail, you wouldn't believe it. And the reason being that in order to rise to another level or to go into another dimension of God, especially at this juncture, your capacity for him has to be increased. All right? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Your capacity for God has to be increased. Tell somebody, I've got to enlarge. Come on, tell somebody, I've got to expand. Purpose drives. Think of the life of Joseph from age 17 to the time they shaved his head and he put on the robe and stood before Pharaoh. What he'd gone through and what he had learned and who he had become. Okay, so God's doing something. I want you to receive that. In your personal life, can you receive it? God's doing something that if he were to tell you, or if someone were to tell you in detail, It's not that you're an unbeliever. It's just that it's so far beyond what you have experienced that you wouldn't believe it. And it doesn't mean that you say, oh, no, God ain't doing that. No, some people say, well, yeah, praise God. But yet you don't believe. Yet you haven't wrapped your mind around it. Yet you don't see it. Amen? So, prophetically, we're going to establish this frequency to where, you know, the word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death, and that the Spirit of Jesus, or the testimony of Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. To some of us, that's a dimension of a part of our life that we've been afraid of. And it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It just means that that's a whole dimension of your life that I won't say you've neglected, but you've missed out on. Even though life may be good, I'll say it this way, it can be gooder, much gooder. Amen. And tell somebody, God ain't mad at you. But he will do this. His eyes will go to and fro in search of those. Amen. All he needs is one. Many times God used one. But he'll search for that one that will believe him and take him for his word. In the Old Testament, the enemy always, especially religious-minded people, the ones that were supposed to be serving God, but when the prophetic word would come forth, the religious-minded people would be the ones to shut down the prophetic word, to stop the prophetic voice, to disrupt the frequency. Simply because, like many of us, they were so comfortable with, you know, having the people, the majority of people under their rule, being in control, being admired, you know, having the high seats. And so they didn't want a lot of things to change. But God is the God of change. And if we understand, if we flow with him, he's not trying to take something from us. He's trying to get a great more deal to us.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.